You are listening to Western Iowa's Information Leader, KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones with your evening news for Friday, May 22nd, 2020. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports the state's COVID-19 case count has grown to 16,415 with 461 new positive tests since 11 a.m. Thursday. Health officials also identified 15 additional coronavirus-related deaths, marking 419 deaths to date. As we move into Memorial Day weekend, Governor Kim Reynolds encouraged Iowans to make the most of the holiday safely by following the guidance laid out by local, state, and federal health officials, primarily avoiding gatherings of more than 10 people. Reynolds noted planned system-wide maintenance is scheduled to begin at 4 p.m. this afternoon and last through 6 a.m. Monday, May 25th. Some of the state agency websites, including coronavirus.iowa.gov, will be down during this time. As for case numbers in the listening area, Calhoun County remains at 2 confirmed cases. Sac and Carroll counties have grown to 8, and Audubon and Greene counties are unchanged with 11 and 13 cases, respectively. Guthrie County stands at 42 cases, and Crawford County has climbed to 440. The opportunity to be tested for the coronavirus is now open to all Iowans through Test Iowa. The nearest sites are located in Denison and Storm Lake. To schedule an appointment, visit www.testiowa.com. Complete an assessment and answer in the affirmative when asked if you'd like to be tested. For more information on the state's COVID-19 activity, follow the link included with this story on our website. The U.S. Treasury has started sending economic impact payments to Americans who did not have the money directly deposited into their bank account. According to Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Family Finance Specialist Carol Ehlers, many people have received or will soon the $1,200 from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, but it may not come in the form they originally thought.
We have almost $4 million that's going to be coming out in terms of prepaid debit cards or what they're calling an EIP card. And the Treasury has said that they're sending these cards now instead of paper checks and only to some eligible U.S. residents for whom the government doesn't have current banking information.
These cards can be used similarly to prepaid debit cards to make purchases, withdraw cash from in-network ATMs, or transfer the money on the card to a personal bank account. Ehlers says it is very important people do not mistake the card for a scam or junk mail.
It's our mode of operation when we receive some type of a prepaid debit card or a card in the mail that we haven't asked for, we didn't initiate that with a particular company, we're thinking that it's junk mail or it might be spam. So we're really trying to alert the public that if you're one of those that have not yet received your stimulus payment, it's very important that you watch the mail. It's going to come in a form that perhaps doesn't look official. And inside, if you see a Visa prepaid card, it will have very specific instruction sheet that guides you through your next step on how to authorize that card.
She says the deadline to register to receive your economic stimulus through direct deposit has passed, and you must wait to receive the payment in the mail, either as the EIP card or a physical check. Ehlers says ISU Extension Outreach's staff is ready to help and has compiled a list of useful resources for Iowans to use during this uncertain time.
Please know that you can also go to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, and do a search in terms of economic impact payment prepaid. That will give you additional details in support of that. Certainly all along, we've been encouraging people to use the IRS.gov website in support of Get My Payment. That will provide additional details. General information about financial concerns can be provided for free by calling your Iowa Concern, 1-800-447-1985. We also know that you can always request one-on-one consultation with a family finance specialist.
More information about those resources can be found included with this story on our website. As of May 13th, the U.S. Treasury has issued more than 1.2 million stimulus payments to Iowans, surpassing $2.2 billion. Two drivers are lucky to escape serious injury after both of their vehicles rolled into a ditch Thursday evening. The Greene County Sheriff's Office, Jefferson and Grand Junction Fire Departments, and Greene County Emergency Medical Services responded to the scene of the two-vehicle accident on W Avenue and 230th Street east of Scranton At approximately 5:53 p.m., 30-year-old David Darby of Boone was northbound on W Avenue in a 2018 Dodge Ram, while 19-year-old Caden Wilson of Sherdan was eastbound on 230th. Wilson failed to stop the 2007 GMC Sierra at the posted sign and struck the Darby vehicle in the rear driver's side. The impact caused both trucks to roll into the ditch, with Wilson's coming to rest on its top. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts, and only minor injuries were reported. Both vehicles were totaled. Wilson was cited for failure to obey a stop sign, failure to yield the right-of-way, and failure to stop in an assured clear distance. Spring is here, and people are itching to get out and get active, but physical distancing guidelines have been limiting recreational opportunities. One of the ways it appears area residents are looking to enjoy the great outdoors while maintaining a safe distance is through bicycling. Owner of the Iowa Small Engine Center Bike Shop in Carroll, Chad Onken, says they have seen a phenomenal rush as of late.
All of our entry-level bikes went right away. So they told us to start back ordering stuff. We've been back ordering. I think we got about 70, 80 bikes back ordered right now. And I'm seeing some of our new 2021 stuff is going to be more available than the 2020 stuff.
Onken says their sales are way up, and he is hearing this is also a national trend.
Just some of the stuff I was reading, like on the East Coast, some of the shops that have been around for years, they're saying their sales are up like 600%. Kids' bikes are up probably 300%. Now, like, e-bikes and stuff are really taking off, and that's the stuff that's funny is e-bikes and high-end road bikes are the stuff that we have availability of, so we're starting to sell some of that now.
Onken and his staff are spending more than 12 hours a day putting together new bicycles and doing repairs. Compared to previous years, trail traffic seemed to have kept pace with the increased demand at the shop. Normally, on a ride between Carroll and Lakeview on the Sauk Rail Trail, a cyclist would see maybe 20 or 30 bikes. Now it's more common to see around 90 to 100, with riders almost constantly coming out of the Carroll area. Onken says it is great to see this kind of traffic because the Sauk Rail Trail is one of the best he has ever ridden on.
Man, it's one of the best in the country. I get a lot of people that ride. They come from out of state. They want to hit trails up. There's a Cowboy Trail in Nebraska, the High Trestle Trails by Bradred. People have gotten on the Sauk Rail Trail say it's just awesome. It's well-maintained. I mean, it's a flat rail trail. And then there's good stops about every 6 miles.
Onken says he sees a lot more children out riding bikes as a great option for a family outing during this unusual time. Onken adds that when he looked at bike accessory sales, they are currently seeing a doubling over what they typically sell this time of year. The ISEC bike shop is also able to meet the needs of customers seeking specialty bicycles like sport, electric, and all-terrain tricycles. Onken adds that although the forecast for this weekend isn't great, he's hoping it won't be long before that turns around and people are able to get back out and enjoy the area trails. We are going to step away here for a brief moment, folks. When we come back, a look at your two-day weather forecast, some weather facts, and of course, more news coming up right after this.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
This year has been difficult for students, which means recognizing the graduating seniors is more important than ever. From the entire staff at Corn Belt Telephone, congratulations to the ESAC graduating seniors, as well as the rest of the area graduates. Your future is bright because of your ability to adapt to uncertain circumstances. Good luck, seniors, from Corn Belt Telephone.
Welcome back to KCIM's Evening News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. As we take another look at that two-day weather forecast, currently temperatures in the mid-60s, and for tonight, there is an 80% chance of showers and possible thunderstorms, most of that after 2 a.m. Otherwise, though, lows will be around 59 with east winds gusting into the low 20s. For the weekend, Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning and a slight chance of showers between 11 a.m. and noon. It'll be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with highs reaching into the mid-70s. Chance of precip Saturday, 40%. And then for Saturday night, that 40% chance of precip sticks around with a chance for thunderstorms, mainly in the overnight. With increasing clouds and lows around 61, we'll see east-northeast winds becoming southeast after midnight. And then for Sunday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs near 83. Sunday night, again, showers and thunderstorms possible, an 80% chance with between 1 and 2 inches of rainfall possible. We saw high temperatures today here in Carroll of 71 degrees early this afternoon. Today's low, 56 at 7 a.m. Average highs for May 22nd, 75 degrees, and average lows, 51. Record highs were seen back in 1925 of 99 degrees, and record lows of 26 recorded in 1963. Sunset today, 8:40 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow, 5:52 a.m. And that is your two-day weather forecast and weather facts. Let's turn our attention back to news. The Carroll County Board of Supervisors will be moving their regular meeting to 9 a.m. on Tuesday, May 26th, in recognition of Memorial Day. This meeting will again be held digitally, and details on how to participate are included with this story on our website. Items on the agenda include an Iowa State Interoperable Communications System, or ISICS, radio update from consultant Ray Freeman, and a review of electrical proposals for the project. The board will discuss articles of agreement for the Workforce Development Chief Elected Officials Consortium and review for approval funding for a county substance abuse program. Anyone wishing to submit questions or comments on any agenda item can do so prior to Tuesday's meeting by emailing supervisors@carrollcountyiowa.org. Past commander and current historian for the Carroll American Legion, Maurice Dunn Post 7, Wally Rose, says the placing of flags at the city cemetery for the Memorial Day weekend began 35 years ago with 12 flags. These were donated by family members of the deceased veterans.
And it's grown since then to 610. Each flag has the owner's name stamped on it and a little bit about his history, like whether he was served Vietnam or World War II or Korea or whatever, and what branch of service he's in. So that flag remains his forever.
Flags are added every year, and Rose says many families donate them back to the Legion following funerals. These are kept at the post, and some are on display there as well. On an annual basis, they have many volunteers that help with the placement of the different flags at the cemetery in honor of the close to 900 veterans buried there.
We have real good luck with volunteers on Memorial Day to put them out. Usually takes about an hour and a half to get them all out. That doesn't include the little flags on the graves. We do that Friday before on Memorial Day. And there's just about 800 little flags we put out. There again, we have a lot of volunteers to help. And about an hour in, we've pretty well got the cemetery covered.
That, however, will be different this year, as Legion members will be raising the flags themselves in order to ensure their ability to adhere to physical distancing guidelines related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The American Legion has also decided weeks ago they would cancel the parade and ceremony, but Rose says there is something everyone can do to honor the men and women who have faithfully served our country.
They should go out to the cemetery, spend a few quiet moments just looking at the flags and understand what those veterans went through to deserve those flags, and spend some time honoring deceased veterans.
Rose adds they will see a great many individuals and families at the cemetery over the course of the entire weekend. The Legion will raise the flags at 6 a.m. Monday, May 25th. They will be taken down at 6 p.m. that evening. Iowa pharmacists are being given the opportunity to expand the state's testing capabilities by providing both diagnostic and serology COVID-19 testing. Currently, Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic and Oline Family Pharmacy are two independent businesses currently administering COVID-19 tests. Director of Communications and Digital Engagement for the Iowa Pharmacy Association, Allison Hale, says many other Iowa pharmacies are well-positioned to also provide this service. They can either partner with a lab to send a collected specimen in for analysis, or they can test, analyze, and provide results at the pharmacy. As the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approves COVID-19 tests, both models will increase in the coming weeks. All results from tests performed at an Iowa pharmacy will be reported to the Iowa Department of Public Health. The pharmacy is located in all of Iowa's 99 counties, says Iowa Pharmacy Association Executive Vice President and CEO Kate Gaynor. There is a network of easily accessible sites for testing. Pharmacists are prepared to provide this important public health service. A Coon Rapids man faces multiple charges after allegedly trapping a man inside a vehicle with his car and threatening to kill him. According to Carroll County District Court records, 39-year-old Caleb Wayne Wiles faces one count of first-degree harassment and stalking, both aggravated misdemeanors, following the May 15th incident. According to law enforcement, Wiles blocked the victim with his car at approximately 6:55 p.m. near the intersection of 4th Avenue and Main Street. He then exited the vehicle and began yelling threats, causing the victim to fear for his safety and for the safety of his children in his vehicle. Authorities say Wiles has a history of harassing this individual. Wiles was issued a summons to appear with an initial hearing scheduled for Thursday, June 25th. An aggravated misdemeanor carries a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison and $6,250 in fines. A Manning-based liquid transfer equipment manufacturer announces the acquisition of a hose connections and fitting company. Puck Enterprises made the announcement Friday that they would have wholly acquired the manufacturer, U.S. Couplings and Accessories Incorporated. This will provide Puck Enterprises and their subsidiary, Bulldog Hose Company, better control on product lines and be of benefit to the customer base by streamlining delivery of premium products. We had been long-standing customers of U.S. Couplings, and our businesses really complement each other, says President and CEO Jeremy Puck. U.S. Coupling doesn't just bring the best couplings and fittings, they bring time savings, unrivaled machining capabilities, and they bring brilliant talent that will allow us all to continue advancing the markets that we both already serve. U.S. Couplings Vice President Bob Gourlay says this merger is all about opportunities. Opportunity for U.S. Coupling as a company, for its employees, for its customers, and most importantly to Puck. U.S. Coupling brings Puck a technical manufacturing process that they never had before. It is my intention to exploit that process to create synergy for the group that Puck has assembled. U.S. Coupling's team and leadership will remain unchanged at their headquarters in Dothan, Alabama. And that does wrap up your KCIM Evening News for Friday, May 22nd, 2020. For these stories and many more, be sure to check us out online by following us on Facebook and Twitter, on the web at carolbroadcasting.com, or through the Carol Broadcasting mobile app, available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. I'm Nathan Cones, reporting for Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM.